Smokey is in concert in Jackson's Hotel, Saturday the 20th of May 2017. It's your live tour concert with will cover hits of over 40 years. And Mick McConnell is, of course, part of the outfit, and he joins us on the show now. Hi, Mick.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
Great, great to chat to you. Mick, it's something of a return to your roots when you come back to Donegal, isn't it?
Absolutely, yeah. My dad was born in Letterkenny, yeah.
Okay, that's interesting.
In a place called Lismorehan.
And were you? I beg your pardon. There's a slight delay on the line, Mick. I'll take note of that. You weren't reared here, though. Just it's where your father emanates from.
Yeah, my dad was born in Letterkenny, in a small place called Lismorehan, and of course I was brought up then in England. And I actually spend most of the winter in Mayo, actually. On the west coast of Ireland, so I get to see a good amount of the west coast, you know.
Now, your father, obviously instrumental in your upbringing, you were into your music, you were into your football, but he was adamant, was he, that you would be getting getting your college results under your belt?
Oh, absolutely. Can you imagine telling your parents you want to be a musician? It was just it was a no-no. But yeah, my dad was kind of cool about it. You know, go and finish your college and then you've something to fall back on. And actually, he was right, you know. I'm glad he gave me some sound advice, really.
Yeah. And then you took up music professionally then in your early 20s. And, you know, you from my reading, you perhaps worked mostly with an older generation. How helpful was that in sort of forming your style and forming your direction?
I think when you work with older people and people who've got more experience, it just rubs off on you, doesn't it? You know, that's through all walks of life, and it's what lessons you take from that, and you sift out the good from the bad, and hopefully you grab the good bits, and it has a huge influence on what you do going forward, you know. And I think that's with whatever job you do, really, you know. Experience counts for a lot, you know.
100%. And what was that sort of heading off on tour, seeing new countries, travelling Europe, as a man in his early 20s? It must have been interesting, informative times.
We were flying by the seat of his pants, really, because we with no credit cards back then, with no mobile phones. Can you imagine? I mean, I was 19 actually when I turned professional. And here we are, broke down in the middle of France or the middle of Italy or whatever, you know. And we just got on with it, you know, and with no credit cards, with no mobile phones. It were great times. We didn't have a care in the world, with no mortgages. We weren't married. It didn't matter. You know, we just got on with what we needed to do. And it was a great experience. And I just have so many fun memories of my early musical life, you know. I look back on it and I'm smiling now as I'm telling you about it, actually, you know.
Yeah, it's nice. And it's a simpler life, you know. All of the distractions, and they are distractions, I think, now, constantly have to be in contact, constantly have to account for every movement, you know, constantly worrying about money. Sometimes, you know, the simpler life is the more favourable one.
Yeah, sometimes I wish I could turn the clock back. But, you know, I got a great break when I got the Smokey gig.
That was in Germany, wasn't it, Mick? Oh, that's, you were in Germany and then it sort of emanated from there.
I first met Smokey as a bunch of people. I met them in Germany. I was playing with a heavy metal band. And when Alan Silson, the guitar player, before me, he never really left as such. He just wasn't well. He didn't feel like touring. And they asked me to do it. They asked me to do a couple of gigs, and then I did a couple more, and they asked me to do an album. And I ended up, eventually, you know, I heard a story after this that Terry said, I don't think he'll take it, Mick Morgan, to rock music, I don't think he'll take this gig. But sure enough, when they offered me, it was a no-brainer. Mm. I have a wonderful life. I think I'm in a great band. You know, we're five really good friends who perform some great music, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't think there's a person listening, even younger, much younger people, children, who would not recognise the music of Smokey. If you haven't bought the albums yourself, if you haven't streamed it yourself, you've certainly listen to your mum or dad playing it, or it's on the radio. I mean, it's had a huge impact on pop music, Smokey.
Oh, absolutely, and especially in Ireland. It's as if Ireland adopted Smokey as their own, you know. I think everybody in Ireland have heard of Smokey. But, I think when a band has had so many hits worldwide that you can call upon to play in your live sets, it's a fantastic thing for any band to be able to do. And when we perform, we play in hit after hit after hit.
Mm.
And
no fillers.
You know, there's no fillers. Yeah. You know, and we play some great songs from perhaps, you know, a couple of more obscure albums what didn't have the success of the late 70s. But we can call on a great cross-section of material, and of course that makes for a fantastic live performance, you know.
Yeah, indeed, and you know, there's a great honesty about it, because you can tell people that if you come along to Jackson's later this month, you're going to know every song pretty much, you know. So you're not going to be necessarily trying out a new album on everyone and playing one song people knows, which I can understand why artists do, but you know, that's not Smokey's way.
Well, I think you have to give people who have paid good money for a ticket exactly what they want. And so we're very conscious of that. And we do that. We play all the hits. But there's also a point where a musician or a band, if they write new material, they have other albums, you have to call on that, because there's also an element of the audience who don't just want to hear the hits. There's some of those hard fans who have bought all those albums, and they want to listen to the other songs too. So, and you just hope that the audience that night will enjoy those songs that they haven't heard. Mm. And, you know, we're obviously doing something right, because, as you know, Smokey are very busy. We're back in Ireland again, and, you know, what can I say?
The band's been around for ages, and there have been some changes to the lineup. And what happens, you know, some bands peter out if a person leaves or what have you. Why has Smokey endured with some, you know, different people coming in and out of the group?
I think in part it's the songs. I think that would be one of the biggest things. But like this band at the moment, as it currently stands, I am the new lad, by the way, and I've been in Smokey 21 years this year. Actually, I think 21 years this month. So we've been together a long, long time, and the faces kind of get established, you know. So even though there have been many changes, and people will always refer to such as Chris Norman and things like that, but you know, you live with that history, you respect it, you try and perform those older songs the best way you can as a musician to represent what the guitar player or singer did before you. Mm. And I think that the audiences get that. I think they look at the band and say, do you know what? They try to be true to what the original songs were and sound like them. And I think that's the important factor, is to, you know, the changes. Sometimes the changes and the new blood brings a bit of life.
Reinvigors things a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. But we the newer members, you know, such as me and Mike, who respect what the old band did, and we try to do it the best we can do it. And I think we do a good job, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Now, how do you split up your time? Because you're touring with Smokey, you're an accomplished writer, of course, working with other musicians, you know, perhaps trying to give a leg up to new bands, new musicians. Is there enough hours in the week, I wonder?
Sometimes there isn't, sometimes there isn't. I've just done a new solo album, and it took me the best part of 2 years, really, to write it from the beginning, record it and mix it and have it out. It took almost 2 years to do that. And, you know, Smokey are busy, but you've really just got to make the effort. And, sometimes not having enough time is a bit tough, but then there's many occasions where we have a lot of time on hands too, you know, and you've got to just utilise those periods. And, and luckily, just talking about my new album, it's called Under My Skin. It came out in March. It's been, it, being number 13 last month in the IBBA chart, which is kind of the blues chart made up of sales and airplay. So, you know, it's been, it makes it all feel very worthwhile.
What's your reflections on how music has changed now and how how sort of albums are distributed and how charts are constructed now? It's all very different, isn't it? I mean, are we moving forward?
Well, I think you go with the flow. If you're a musician, you've just got to accept it. That's the way it is. The new musicians, of course, they don't know any different because this is what they've grown up with. You know, I've seen the change from vinyl to CDs and then on to streaming. If we're talking on financial front, then, you know, this is probably why some of the older bands now are actually doing more touring, because you can't generate the income from record sales. And I do feel strongly that the musician and the writers are not represented well enough in the business anymore. And it becomes very frustrating. But you either live with it and get on with it, or, you know, you throw the towel in. And I'm one of those people. I am not prepared to throw the towel in, you know.
Yeah.
I give it a go. You know, my new album, it's on Spotify. I get payments for it, you know. But I learn to live with it. I just hope that people enjoy what I do. I hope that people enjoy what Smokey do at the moment and have done in the past. And that's, you get on with it.
Well, Mick, look, it's been a pleasure speaking to you. People can go and see you live in Jackson's Hotel, great venue too, Saturday the 20th of May. It's your live tour concert, over 40 years of hits, a band that's recorded and had hits in 70s, 80s, 90s and right up to the present day. Will you do a sort of, what's that TV programme where you go and check out your roots? Will you be heading to Letterkenny when you're up here, I wonder, Mick?
Well, when I always try to get to if I'm in Letterkenny, I always have a walkabout. Can I just share a story with you?
Please.
How much time we've got. But my dad was born in Letterkenny. And not the last time we played in Letterkenny, but a couple of years ago, I tried to find the house of my grandmother where my dad was born. And we went up to the top of Lismonaham, up on the hill there, and bumped into this older person and said, "Do you know where the old McConnell house is?" And he pointed us to it. And I knocked on the door, and the person who bought it, the guy who bought it, he wasn't in, but I left him a note. And he rang me and he invited me to come back and look round the house where my dad was born and, you know, where all my family was brought up. And he was an architect, and he had some photos from the old house when it started, when they originally bought it from my grandma. And I've got a collage now of my grandma's house with the original, how it looked and how it looks now. So, and it's lovely to look at. And it's important to me. And I like my Irish heritage.
Excellent.
And it was lovely to go see that house and have a memory of it in this collage now with photos, old and new, you know. Looks really good.
All right, Mick, listen, thanks for taking the call. It's been great speaking to you. And I'm sure, as they all are, your concert will be a huge success in Ballybuffet later this month. But for now, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.